Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. New York City's new mayor, Eric Adams, is the city's first ever vegan mayor. When he was Brooklyn Borough President, he championed Meatless Mondays for public school lunchrooms. And now that he's ascended to the city's highest political office, he told CNN that he plans to be, quote, the broccoli mayor. Mayor Adams' relationship with his diet, it's a personal one. He woke up with blurry vision one day in 2016, a sign that his type 2 diabetes had progressed. And after a lifetime of fast food, grab-what-you-can food that he relied on, first as a beat cop and then as an out-and-about politician, he cut out meat and dairy and processed food and went full vegan, a decision he said changed his life. Let's listen to an interview Eric Adams gave before he was mayor about his veganism.
My entire meal was built around my life. Now my life is built around my meal. I chop up my kale, my carrots, my other items that I'm going to use, and I leave them in bags in the fridge. And so when it's time for me to make a meal, I just take a handful of each and put it all together. 90% of the things that I eat is because I cook. I'm in control of what I eat, and no one else is in control of that. It's so important for me to keep my energy levels up. If my energy level is not up, I'm not able to deal with the issues that people are having and continue to build those international bridges that I look to do. We can save more lives with plant-based diet if people will only realize they are enslaved to fats, oil, sugar, and things that are killing their body.
So with the self-styled broccoli mayor now sworn in, we wanted to crowdsource some dining ideas for him and for the rest of us who might be looking for some tasty plant-based fare. Listeners, call in and shout out your favorite spots around the city to get vegan or plant-based dishes. And we're going to try to focus on those New York staples. What's your favorite spot for vegan pizza or the city's favorite hangover cure, a vegan bacon, egg, and cheese? The number is 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. With your vegan and plant-based restaurant recommendations, you can always hit us up on social media. The handle's the same, at All of It WNYC. And joining us to help take those calls is Time Out New York's food and drink editor, Amber Sutherland Namako. She's brought her own suggestions as well. Amber, thanks for being with us, and say your last name for me.
Hello, thank you for having me. This is Amber Sutherland Namako.
Namako, glad I
asked.
All right, let's start with a city basic. Pizza. What are of the interesting approaches to veganizing pizza in the city?
Veganized pizza is something that you will see at quite a few pizzerias across New York City, including Screamer's Pizza, which has locations in Crown Heights and Greenpoint. It's popular for its vegan options. Of course, they have plenty of veggie toppings. Plus, you'll see meat alternatives, like it has a seitan pepperoni on what they call its vampire pizza that also has garlic, which perhaps a vampire would not enjoy. Pauly G's is also another one that has a smattering of vegan options at its Greenpoint Slice Shop, and then even more whole pies at its other location right in the same neighborhood in Greenpoint.
All right, so we hit pizza. Next, bagels. You know, obviously bagels don't take dairy or anything, but we're talking about what people put on bagels. The whole, you know, people just don't want to deal with the cream cheese. What are some good vegan spreads? Where can they go?
Of course. Yeah, that's another one where lots of bagel shops you will visit will have now those vegan spread alternatives, often tofu-based. Yes, absolutely. Bagels are typically vegan, right? Occasionally you will see, obviously, you know, there will be an egg bagel. Now that's not going to be vegan, but yeah, most of the bagels you encounter are just going to be that flour, water, salt, sugar, yeast. But in terms of spreads, one place with a couple of locations that has those tofu-based schmear options is Essa Bagel, both in Midtown East and at Time Out Market New York in Dumbo. Another one, Bo's Bagels in Harlem also has a variety of vegan schmear options. And, you know, those sometimes will change seasonally almost anywhere. Also, of course, the famous, super famous Russ and Daughters, both downtown and now also in Brooklyn. They have plenty of alternative schmear options as well. So there are options beyond your standard cream cheese that we might all be used to.
What about New York style cheesecake? Is there anything that stands up to cheesecake, the old school cheesecake?
Well, maybe we should do a taste test to see what stands up. there's a place called Peace Food that's on the Upper West Side, also down in Greenwich Village. Now, like a lot of places, especially those with more than one location, you know, the availability can change, as can seasonal offerings. But they have some vegan cheesecake flavors, like a raw cashew cream variety and an almond cashew crust. And I know that they've also been known to have some other flavor varieties, like a strawberry, a peanut butter. Again, that's something that might change from season to season and even from location to location. But they're definitely, that's another one that's definitely out there, available vegan cheesecake for sure.
My guest is Amber Sutherland Nemico. She's a food and drink editor at Time Out. We are talking about vegan options of some classic New York dishes, as well as some restaurants that people want to shout out. All right, lines are full. Not surprised. Vanessa in Crown Heights on line 5. Hi, Vanessa. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your list?
I need to shout out V-Spot Express. It's a Latin vegan restaurant in the East Village. It's on St. Mark's and 3rd, right across from Sing Sing. A friend of mine owns it, Alex Carabano. He's also an amazing comedian, and there's a comedy room in the back.
Wow. Did not see that one coming. Vegan restaurant in the front, Latin vegan, comedy in the back?
Exactly.
It's a full evening of fun, exactly. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to Adita, who's calling in from Queens on line 1. Hi, Adita.
Hi. I wanted to share, I'm so happy you're doing this segment, and I wanted to share that there's a great block on 2nd Avenue, 3 vegan restaurants in a row owned by Matthew Kenny. So if people want to kind of like restaurant hop, one of my favorites is Bar Verde, which is Mexican style. Then there's Double Zero, which is really amazing high-end vegan pizza. And then next door is Sestina, a vegan pasta bar. So I just love that there's 3 vegan restaurants on a row on 2nd Avenue that you could just pop into and, you know, try different cuisines. And Matthew Kenny kind of has a vegan empire, and he has other restaurants around the city and around the world. And I wanted to also give a shout out to Hangawi, a longtime vegan. It's traditional Korean food, and it's such a special place. I just ate there a couple of weeks ago. The fact that we have this beautiful decor and the cuisine is all traditional Korean, but just veganized, and it's superb food. So those are some of my top places. And then I wanted to give a shout out to Orchard Grocer on the Lower East Side, because they have delicious like vegan bagels with cream cheese and vegan salmon, bacon, egg, and cheese, everything vegan the way you said. They have just a whole menu of almost kind of like traditional Jewish style sandwiches. So that's a great place for people who want that kind of comfort food.
Excellent. You're getting a lot of backup on Hangawi, a lot of calls about that. Let's try Kirk calling in from Harlem on line 3. Hi, Kirk.
Hi, thanks for doing this segment. I really appreciate it.
Excellent. Where are we sending people?
So Harlem, you spoke of, and cheesecake. And there's a new place on East 116th Street between Madison and 5th called the Jordan Pie Cafe. Jordan as in the country, the Middle Eastern country. And that's the theme. They're a full-service bakery right now. And they do have cheesecake and carrot cake and all sorts of gluten-free also goodies. And they're developing into a full-service restaurant with Middle Eastern flavor. It's a great decor, and the owners are just the most pleasant people you could meet.
Thank you so much for the shout-out. Live Restoratively on Instagram says, I need to recommend at Raz Plant-Based for amazing and addictive vegan Ethiopian food. Ooh, boy. And I can't neglect mentioning aunties and uncles for vegan Caribbean fare. Oh, you had me at Ethiopian food. Thank you for the recommendation. I want to get to some of the restaurants on your list, Amber. You have a place called Cadence. It's the top pick. Tell me about Cadence.
Cadence is fantastic. It was on our list of the best restaurants that opened in 2021. It's executive chef Shanari Freeman. She's doing vegan soul food. The menu includes an outstanding southern fried lasagna that was also one of 2021's must try dishes. Remains so today. That's made with a pine nut ricotta, spinach, and a beyond meat bolognese, right? Then it's deep fried so that the resulting texture is this alternating, crispy, yielding, really, really memorable final product. And everything else on that menu is sensational too. There's a really silky smoked grit dish that's texturally dynamic with plump corn kernels, some frizzled garlic and shallots, just really fantastic. I think also popular at Cadence are the palm cakes made with chickpeas, that sort of reminiscent of crab cakes. The space is lovely. It's narrow. There's only about a dozen seats, which, of course, contributes to the fun challenge of trying to get a reservation there. Very lovely inside, you know, that sort of jewel box interior. There are seats outside as well for when, you know, when you're comfortable to sit outside. But that is just such an outstanding restaurant that you know, not everywhere you go inspires you to think of it over and over again after your visit, right? This is one that you really think about after the fact and think like, oh, I would like to be eating that right now. And that's what keeps you coming back, obviously, wanting to have those items over and over again. So they do that so successfully at Cadence in the East Village.
All right, we've got. I'm going to do a bunch of the tweets. Rose Valley Cakes in Jamaica. Queens is the best Italian rainbow cookies, cash only, letting you know. The vegan restaurant Avant Garden is amazing in the East Village. Love V-Spot and Beatnik. There's also, where's the one that's a diner in Queens? The Smile Beyond, Parsons Boulevard in Queens, best vegan diner in the land, says Bradley.
Great.
I love the enthusiasm. Also on your list, let's talk to Brooklyn. Let's give Brooklyn some love. It's a vegan spot that gives back love to its community. Saul Sips in Bushwick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another great one. They presently have a program. If you go to their website, you can click into, they have a program where you can donate and they will provide meals to communities most affected by the pandemic. So that's fantastic. And that's a very easy way for people to give back. And their menu is also terrific, sort of cafe oriented. Also in Brooklyn, one of your callers had mentioned Raw's plant-based. That's somewhat newish for people who have been everywhere, you know, who you want to take to slightly newer places. I think opened in the beginning of 2020. That's another terrific option in Brooklyn. And, you know, one of the great things about this moment is that there are vegan restaurants, cafes, special occasion destinations, everyday neighborhood type spots. There are, you know, increasing numbers. So you can find vegan dining where you are a lot of the time. There are more options for people, I think, than there have been in years and decades past, that's for sure.
I think we're going to have to put a list together with all the responses we're getting. I'm going to try to slide in one more call. I think it's Navarre on line 5 calling in from Bergen County. Navarre, real quick, shout out.
Hi, thanks. About 5 years ago, my husband and I gave up meat. We're plant-based, and we decided to open a quick service restaurant in New Jersey based off of flatbreads. So it's called World Flats. You can check out our website, www.flatsfood.com. We're currently located in Paramus on Route 17 South, and we're having a grand opening in Ridgewood, in downtown in the historic district of Ridgewood, on Wednesday, January 19th.
Have a great grand opening. That's exciting that we could shout you out.
Congrats.
We've only got about a minute left, Amber. Is there one more recommendation you wanted to slide in?
Sure. Sure. On Staten Island, I'd like to mention there's a place called Bodega that has meat and dairy-free breakfast sandwiches, lunch options like a seitan pastrami sandwich, bowls, desserts. If you're in the Bronx, the Boogie Down Grind, which is also a Time Out New York Best of the City Award winner for best coffee shop. They have non-vegan items in addition to their vegan items. So that's a great option for, people who are dining with their vegan and non-vegan friends. And there are so, so many more that I wish we had time to talk about.
Well, we'll send people to your article. There were so many great ones in the article. And we really appreciate you getting every borough in and Jersey. We did it. Amber Sutherland, Nemico, food and drink editor of Time Out. We'll hopefully have you back sometime really soon, Amber. You were a lot of fun. Thank you.
You are. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
And that is all of it for this hour. Thank you for all your great suggestions, and I'll meet you back here after the news.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.